you do if your walk with God endangered your life? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. People in a northwestern African country are facing repercussions for their religious decisions. Plus, short-term mission trips are often focused on adults. But one ministry is making sure to focus on the littles, too. We'll come back to that in just a second. But first, there'll be no more mercy for those who've been convicted of apostasy in Mauritania. Now, previously, any Mauritanian who committed blasphemy or left Islam had 3 days to repent before they were punished. Penalties included prison terms or a death sentence. But a new law was recently passed by the Mauritanian National Assembly. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs explains that this law is especially concerning for Christians and new converts.
Now this new law sort of becomes more stringent. That 3 days to repent disappears. Everyone's going to be punished. Even if you do repent, you're still going to be punished. And in case of blasphemous remarks or sacrilegious acts, according to the law, the death penalty is now mandatory.
Mauritania is a Muslim nation, and the Minister of Defense said a mandatory death sentence for apostasy would bring the nation more in line with Sharia law. It's easy to feel helpless when our Christian brothers and sisters in other nations are suffering intense persecution. But Nettleton says we can lift them in prayer before our sovereign Heavenly Father.
Let's pray that God's Spirit will move. The Bible talks about God directing the hearts of kings, and so let's pray that there is a change of heart and that Mauritanians would be free to choose their own religious path.
Next, since 1979, the Jesus film has been shared in over 1,600 languages, and they're not slowing down. In fact, they work with the Issachar Initiative, a group that brings together like-minded ministries to help mobilize their efforts. The head of Global Partnerships for Jesus Film, Bill Wolf, explains their excitement at the opportunities ahead.
If you were to describe, just take one part, Bible translation, over the last 2,000 years, if you were to graph it, the progress of Bible translation, the graph would look like a hockey stick. It would go along the same way for hundreds of years, and then all of a sudden a huge spike in Bible translation.
Suddenly, people can be reached faster than ever before. But the fulfillment of the Great Commission still requires workers, and Wolf asks the church, Big C, to pray.
Pray that he would send forth workers into his harvest. It's his harvest. The part that's not there are the workers. Others can come alongside and assist the workers, resource providers, tool providers, language providers. But the prayer is still for workers, that God would raise up people willing to go to some of these most remote, most difficult, most unreached, never had a missionary before places in the world as workers.
And did you know that E3 Partners has a children's ministry? Well, in fact, nearly any E3 trip can have a children's ministry component to it. All you have to do is ask. Sharing more is E3's Jeff Johnston.
We develop friendships, we develop trust with these people, and so a lot of the times, these E3 children trips, these E3 children opportunities come from the relationships that we've already developed with their parents or with other adults in the community.
E3 builds these relationships by having frequent short-term trips to the same location. And when it comes to children's ministry, E3 doesn't separate the adults and the kids when sharing the gospel. Rather, E3 uses the same scriptures for both.
We've created a children's booklet or children's curriculum through those same scriptures, and it just kind of lays it out in a very similar way, but just kind of condenses it a little bit in a way that helps the children understand it as well. A lot of these stories in the Bible, a lot of these different scriptures, these commands of Christ.
But if you're looking for specifics, E3 has an upcoming children's ministry trip to Tanzania this July. There's still time to apply and help bring Christ to a part of the world you've never seen. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.